Hello, Audioboo. This is me with a terrible Australian accent. Sorry. So it's 10:38 on the 19th of July.
Overlapping Audioboo.
2015, and we're waiting in a cafe, Cafe Rossini, in Circular Quay, Sydney, near the water, waiting for Jeff's friend Katie, who's we haven't met. She has a dog, and the dog's going to meet.
We are now at Circular Quay.
Gosh, now we're both doing audio booze in a cafe, so we're two anti-social gits. And today we're doing the Sydney thing, like the ferries and things like that. It's an overcast day, but it's not raining. Train ride here was okay. I was a bit scared to get off the train because sometimes there's a big gap, but there was no gap here, so that was good. Because when I got off at Strathfield, when we got back from Mittagong, my foot actually went between the platform and the train. It was very scary. Anyway, no matter. Things are very complicated right now. I'm very, very stressed. But today is a weekend, and we're trying not to think about that and trying to think of good, positive things and continue with the whole visa application tomorrow.
Here we are. It's a lovely sunny day. Despite
so we're doing a touristy kind of day in Sydney town. And I have to tell you guys, if you haven't been to Australia and you haven't met the Australians, they are so friendly. And they always want to help you out. So they are very, very, very nice, warm people. So it's all right. Sorry, I'm just getting a kick out of the accent. I think it's lovely. I sound hello. Oh, I'm sorry.
Cappuccino.
Cappuccino for me. Thank you.
We can still do that.
Hot chocolate.
This just happens to be where we ended up.
Thank you.
Oh, God, I ordered a large. God. Just a regular mug.
Sounds like me.
What?
Just a regular mug.
Oh, fuck's sake. So, yeah, I have to tell you.
Katie was going to suggest that we go here for lunch.
Well, we can stay here for lunch.
Oh, no, we can come back here for lunch. But anyway, at least she knows the place then, so she said she'll find us.
Yeah, we can come here for lunch. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I said we can still do that. This is just where we ended up. This looks good.
So what I was trying to say is when I hear people around me with the Australian accent, and then I hear myself speak, I feel very kind of...
Sorry?
No, I just feel very kind of clumsy in my speech, like not well-spoken.
No, you shouldn't feel like that
like
at all.
Like, bland. Like, my accent is kind of bland.
Not at all. This hot chocolate is a lot better than the one I had yesterday.
This is a decaf hazelnut soy milk cappuccino.
Large. They call it large.
They call it large, but it's just a regular... It's like having tea in a mug. It's exactly... Actually, the coffee yesterday was better, but this is nice too.
Well, this is definitely better than the chocolate I had yesterday. This is good.
At least we know. We'll tell them to hold the table for us.
Anyone else? So this is the Harbour Forecourt. It's like the
this is one of the main sort of
I don't know, kind of it's kind of iconic. It's the bit that people, you know, shows up on a lot of tourist postcards and
yeah,
things like that. Because it's the Sydney Harbour.
So why is the Sydney Harbour Bridge not here? I thought Sydney Harbour was just near the Harbour Bridge.
Well, it is.
Oh, okay, because I thought we had to go like all the way to North Sydney.
No, that's the other end of the Harbour Bridge. But it's really not that far away. I mean, if we hadn't gone under the City Circle line,
yeah,
the next stop after Wynyard would have been Milsons Point, which is on one end of the Harbour Bridge. In fact, it's on the Harbour Bridge, pretty much. And then you go across the Harbour Bridge, and North Sydney is the other end of the Harbour Bridge. So
I don't have a picture in my head of how Sydney is, so...
My picture is only a little bit vague, because it's all so intertwined and stuff like that. But
so we're
no, it's
on
just
the water.
Bridge is a bit further down the harbour, that's how it's...
We're on the water?
Yeah.
But this isn't the Pacific. This is...
No, I mean, apart from the fact that all the water connects up anyway, but yeah, this is Sydney Harbour.
Yeah, but
you can sail out
like
of the harbour into the Pacific.
And that's where the... So, yeah, but it's presumably man-made.
The harbour?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Because Sydney was originally called Sydney Cove.
Mm. What's Sydney Cove? What's Cove?
Well, it's like a, I don't know, it's like an inlet or something. Oh. So maybe the harbour is at least partly natural. I'm not that, you know, but yeah, they called it.
But where, how do we get, like, if we want to get to the Pacific, where's the Pacific?
East.
Thank you.
No, literally it is east.
No, but...
If you wanted to get to it on a train, you would have changed the town hall to go out to Bondi Junction on the Eastern Suburbs line.
So there's land between us and the Pacific? I
well,
thought the harbour leads out to the sea.
Well, yeah, the harbour does lead out to the sea. So, I mean, look, when we if we get the Manly Ferry, that will take us pretty much to the sea. If you get off at the wharf at Manly, you only have to walk a few hundred metres and you get to the beach.
Wow.
I mean, you can sail out to the Pacific. The Sydney to Hobart yacht race starts in the harbour and goes out through the heads into the Pacific.
Okay.
These seagulls sound different from the English ones.
Yeah. So what's that?
That might be a berry. I don't know, I haven't been on a Manly ferry for some time. Or any other... Last time I was on a ferry was with you.
So yeah, I wouldn't mind living on this side of Sydney.
Yeah, but this is expensive side of Sydney.
Yeah, but this is where I wouldn't mind living. I find the inner west a bit oppressive. It's very, very crowded. And
anyway, look, you can't live right here. This is a wharf. You can't live on that.
No, but...
Probably anywhere you can live would be just as busy.
Somewhere you could hear the sea from your window.
No, you're looking at serious money for that. Millions.
Oh, well. This is the part of Sydney that I like. I remember liking it last time.
Look, it's nice, but that's why it's expensive. Anything that can see the water, instant price increase. I was looking at rentals in Brisbane once, and the description of one of them said, glimpses of the Brisbane River. So I guess going to up the value. I thought, yeah, if you stand on your head in the right corner and look the right way with a mirror put to your head or something.
Yeah. Brisbane River doesn't sound that attractive.
No, it still increases the price of things. Anything that's got water. Like I saw a hotel in the motel in the Sunshine Coast where the rooms that faced the sea, they charged more than the rooms that faced the mountains.
Well,
and we were looking for a venue for a Blind Citizens Australia state convention. I said, we're not going to take a place that charges more based on the view. Sorry.
Julia, when Julia and Bruce were here, bless her, in 2003, no, 2004.
Yeah.
No.
Somewhere around there.
Yes, 2004. They stayed at the Hyatt here.
Wow.
And
I wouldn't have been cheap.
They didn't pay for it. She thought
that
it might have been about $400 a room.
Yeah, I'd believe that. I'd believe it'd be more now, probably.
They didn't pay because the company that basically hosted Bruce.
Yeah, it was a work trip.
Yeah, I mean, they were here and they were in Geelong and Melbourne.
No, didn't they go to the Blue Mountains too?
They went to the. We went on some kind of day trip, day track. So I'm sure it's kind of close to here, this whole Hyatt. She said it was near the Opera House in the harbour.
Oh, yeah, that would be expensive. So, yeah, probably like Hyatt Regency or something.
Yeah, it was the Hyatt Regency.
Yeah.
She said she thought it was $400 a night at least.
I would believe it. Wouldn't you?
Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't want to live in Sydney because it's too urban. But this part of Sydney I would consider because it just has different energy about it. It's a bit more.
I really like the idea of living in the Blue Mountains because you can be in striking distance of Sydney without actually being in Sydney.
Yeah.
So you can have access to all of the amenities that Sydney has to offer.
And you think it would still be cheaper than Sydney?
God, yes. Yep, absolutely. I looked at places there. It's definitely cheaper.
We're just thinking of a plan B.
Well, we've also talked about living there anyway.
Yeah, but now I think I have a plan B because I won't bore you with all this, but there are complications with the visa. Nothing that we're doing wrong. It's just when people decide to be anal and don't need to be. When there's ways outside of being anal and all you gotta do is take your head out of your ass. But some people enjoy having their head up their ass, I suppose. Anyway. And of course, I can only be here for 3 months at a time. And it's just making me. I just want some peace, to be honest. I just want some peace. I'm not going to get peace in Israel. I'm looking for peace. Things in Israel are very, very tense. Now with the Iran thing, they're getting even tenser. And we can't be there. We just can't. It's too much. What kind of life is it to wake up every day in fear for your life? And I want to study Gaelic and all that, and I'm trying to get there. I've been accepted to the course. I've paid the tuition. I've done everything there is to do. And I feel like the college is being obdurate. Sometimes I just feel like I want to disappear into like a time tunnel and wake up in another time, like 200 years ago.
Is this the beginning of the run?
Anyway.
It's the end, by the way, you're puffing.
Not doing too well these days, folks. So I'm sorry if I'm getting a bit flat. What? What's your Vegemite on toast for?
Well, I don't know if you want Vegemite on toast.
I have that at home.
You can have that at home.
And keep going back to a
Royal Copenhagen ice cream.
Yeah. Quote by Terry Pratchett, I think it is, about the future in a dental appointment.
What is it?
What's that quote?
Oh, from Terry Pratchett. It's from the novel called The Last Continent. And it said, "A storm cloud filled the horizon like a dental appointment."
Yeah, that's how I feel. I feel that my horizon is full of dental appointments. Figurative ones. They're very scary. Anyway, you're here to have a nice day. We celebrated just birthday
El Greco Giros Cafe.
Yeah. We had nice brunch yesterday. Jess, Mom, and then Jeff and I went and had a massage, and a Thai massage, which was lovely. Then we went out to a Chinese restaurant, which was, as Jeff likes to say, ordinary.
Starbucks is 100 meters away.
Okay, we're going there, and
okay.
I need to go to Starbucks.
On Alfred Street.
I want to go to Starbucks. Please, to get mugs.
We will work that out.
I'm not going to be here and not buy my Starbucks cups. Anyone who knows me knows that I collect Starbucks cups from different cities around the world. I figure since I can't see pictures, I can drink out of cups. I know that's a bit stupid, but there are more expensive hobbies than that.
Why not? People no more arbitrary than anything else.
Well, people collect things that are much more expensive a lot of the time.
And also, just as arbitrary, or if, you know, even more arbitrary.
At least I have some logic behind it.
Yeah, at least you've been to most of the places for cups. And they're good cups too.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, hello there.
That's Ben.
Hello, Ben. You're working.
He's spotted Rosie.
He's sniffing her roses. Oh, he's gorgeous. I'm not going to talk to him yet, but he's gorgeous.
You did well time-wise.
Eddie, please. Come on.
Oh. Come on.
She'll always have puppy in there, I think.
Yes, yes, she's half and half. She's a gold,
very soft.
Is this Levy?
Yeah,
he's black. That's Levy! Yay! Okay, come on,
Betty, I told you you're going to be the international dog today. She's well traveled.
Oh, yeah, she's listening. She's butt. Oh, he's got the
He's very soft for a black dog.
He is. I'm good. I'm not going to be like one of those. I'm not supposed to talk to your dog, but I will. Follow your dog.
Oh yeah, we should have got a table for four,
didn't we?
We got a table, but it's a table for two.
Oh.
Didn't think about that.
We can move, or we can just, we can get a chair put here. There is enough room for like.
Do you want a drink or something, or do you want to go?
Yeah, I was going to suggest with you. So I don't know what you guys were wanting.
We have no plans at all.
I thought we could catch the ferry over to Manly.
Okay.
Because Namar said she hadn't been. You ever been over on the ferry to Manly?
No, I haven't been to I've been on the ferry.
I've been on the ferry once, and it was a more miserable day than this one.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know Manly very well. I've been over there a few times. We could wander around, or we could come back here and have lunch.
Adorable. You are adorable. Labradorable.
Exactly.
But
how can we get someone
to that much room
for you? And then you get into your seat, and it's literally you're up and you're down. There's nothing.
We just wandered out and we're going cafe, can smell coffee, can't find coffee. Yes, hello, can you help us find a cafe?
I was going to say, I've heard this place is good, and I thought I couldn't remember the name, but you said Rosini. Yeah, we can have one for everyone.
Yeah, I've never been here,
so I don't know what it's like.
Well, the coffee's okay.
Well,
you were way over the comprehension. I just hear Jeremy saying that it's
okay. Oh, better than what I had yesterday.
Now, where's our friend?
Yeah, where is
he? Who is the amigo? Where is he?
I know.
There is a chair there.
That's your chair.
That's all right.
No, it's not there. No.
The school has a what they call the Ignatius Service program.
I think maybe over the other side is where we're going.
The other side?
Like over towards McCady is where.
Oh, is it?
I think so. That's where the guy was when we came in.
I will go find.
Yeah, that's where there's cutlery and stuff.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Come on, Rosie.
I'm good, how are you?
Good.
So,
your eyes feel cold? Yeah, for the most part.
Find the door. Give me another.
So I had two very uncomfortable nights.
Hot chocolate, please.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Sit down. Don't sniff.
Sit. Good girl.
Go under the chair, possibly.
You're a bit...
I'll
cozy. Underneath the chair is probably a good option.
Yeah, no, these chairs are a bit... small for her to. I mean, she's not a big dog.
My chair is pretty small. I don't know whether it's the same as the one you guys have, but it's plenty roomy underneath.
Let me see.
Finish. Turn around. Anyway.
Rosie, stand up. Come in. Come here.
Yeah, Benny fits under, no worries. It's the same chair.
I don't know. She's on my foot.
Are you flirting with Benny, Rosie, Benny, someone?
They're both just as guilty as
Yeah. Aww. She's very sophisticated, Benny. She's been all over the world. You haven't even left the country.
It's no small exercise to leave the country.
Leaving the country is easy. It's coming back.
Yeah, I've heard that. It's very expensive too, I've heard.
Well, the expense is not... The actual doing of it is not expensive. They won't charge you. The thing that's expensive is if you want to get a company to manage the paperwork for you, which I highly recommend because, it's such a hassle to deal with.
Yeah, I know.
And you could do it all yourself.
But you've got to have all the blood work done and all. That's got to be
expensive. That's expensive.
Yeah, that's expensive.
That's the expensive bit.
I think I wouldn't travel. If I was travelling overseas, I think on my own, with, you know, someone else who was with me, I think I wouldn't want to travel without him.
But that's the thing. That's when they're most helpful.
I'm stuffed with a cane. It's not going to happen.
It's just so much easier because even if you don't know where you're going, you know you'll,
for the most part,
not fall on,
Yeah, mostly, yeah.
So do you have less side or have you just...
Yeah, less.
So how much less? Because you were using large... You seem to have quite a bit of side when I knew you.
I have...
Let me try this one.
Light perception in my right eye, and I can see like shapes and colours and stuff in my left.
You're not doing large printing.
I read Braille. Yeah.
Oh wow.
I think we talked about this when we talked.
We probably did.
Okay. Well, it's now.
So it's now almost 12:15, and we are waiting for the ferry.
On Circular Quay, Wharf 3, with Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hello. Hello, Katie.
And Benny.
And Benny. Dog. And
Rose. He just gets up and comes over.
I haven't said hello to you yet. Hello.
He's a very big boy. Hello, Cuddle. Oh, he's licking me.
Yeah, he's very licking. If you get down at his level, he'll lick your face.
I love it.
Oh, yeah, Rosie's the same. He's got a big head.
Everybody says that. You've got to give him a complex.
Look how big his head is.
I know.
I love you.
Everyone says they don't comment about how shiny his coat is or how what a nice face
his
he's
coat
got.
Is really
he's
soft.
Got a really big head. When he was a puppy, he was even more pronounced. He's so grown.
His coat is really soft.
He's about 34 kilos.
Oh, yeah, he's big.
Yeah.
He's a big boy.
And he's got relatively small ears.
He does. Yeah. Very long legs. And a long... He's really long. His body is really, really long. When he stands on his hind legs, he's as tall as I am.
Crazy!
Anyway, we're standing at Wharf 3 and we're waiting for the man.
We think we're
at Wharf 3. Hopefully we are.
And if we're not, we're not.
If we're not, we'll find
out. I got Starbucks cups. Yes. 5 of them.
Yes, Nama went and raided Starbucks. And,
I'm just going to go and find out what Wharf we're
at. Alright.
Okay.
We've got Sydney, Melbourne, Gold Coast, Brisbane, and Australia.
And they're all in a big bag here.
And yeah. And if it's heavy.
That's alright. It's just that I was carrying it on my left arm. And you have a didgeridoo plan. Wow.
Just in case you're wondering which country this is.
At Central Station, where all the country platforms are, there's this big, huge, long tunnel. I think it goes for about a kilometre or something. And there's often buskers in there.
Buskers night.
All right, it's Wharf 3, and I think we think people are going through. So.
Oh, yay! Right. So let's get on the ferry.
Let's get it on.
Let's get on the ferry, man.
Where are you?
She's here. Rosie's following her. Yeah. Rosie is very happy to follow Benny. Benny is
great
gorgeous.
To have someone who knows where they're going.
What?
It's great to have someone who knows where they're going.
Yeah.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of is better than no bloody idea.
Yeah. Except the one
gate
that we can get through.
Yeah. Hold on. Open sesame.
Could we get some assistance to get on the ferry, please?
Can you get some assistance to get on the ferry? Yep. Just come through?
Yep.
Give me 2 minutes and I'll walk you down.
Thank you so much.
You're right.
Thank you.
Rosie got a fright.
Oh, you're right, Rosie.
I don't know what's
going on. Are we turning in the way?
With there, people walking?
Yeah, so we're down. Right, we're out of
the way.
Yeah,
Manly. a manly ferry.
Yes, it's a very masculine
ferry. A manly ferry.
Manly ferry. Manly ferry.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Same-sex marriage and all that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yay.
Yay. Yay for same-sex marriage.
Bring it on.
That's right. I need to change my profile picture back. Still rainbow on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have the rainbow thing?
Yes.
Ah, good.
That's cool.
To change it back. Still
booing? I am.
I have a moment.
Yeah. Can you stop it?
No, that's fine.
Just getting some of the atmosphere. I'll probably pause it in a minute and then wait till we're actually getting on.
Sorry, Benny, we're not going to see your puppy raises.
Aww.
So Manly has the beach.
Manly does have a beach. It's not the only.
Well, that's like famous.
I've been surfing at Manly Beach.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yep.
Should have free today.
So we can stand outside.
Yeah.
Come on, Rosie. This is like going to Sky.
Yes.
It's more like going to Cannon.
No, the distance wise.
No, no, but I'm saying the type of ferry it is. It's not like the beach. Big ferry with the cafe and the...
Okay. This way, guys.
Yeah.
We're going to come around to the...
Oh, the left one.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Are we on board?
No.
No.
Just waiting for everyone to get off. You probably notice you can feel the ground moving up and down a little bit because we're on the water.
We're not on the pier.
Yeah. It's actually not that noticeable.
And we'll try and find the sunny.
Yeah. I thought he would actually help us fall into the boat.
Yeah, well, yeah.
No, just get in there.
That would have been the proper thing to do. The Manly Ferry. This is what I've been wanting to do since you got here.
Well, I remember you saying on one of the booze, I thought, we could do that.
I was thinking, I guess we can do that, but I don't really know my way.
I've got the lady on the vessel.
Yeah, all of us.
Yeah, I've got the lady on the vessel. She's going to come and get you when
she's ready. All right.
So she's just sitting there.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right. The lady on the vessel.
Yes, the lady on the vessel.
It sounds like
a book.
It's like the lady in the lake.
Lady in the lake, yes.
lady on the loop. Oh, sorry.
Yes. Yeah, when you said, I know my way around there. We could go there. I thought, yes, thank you.
I didn't want to take you because my friend said, you could go to Washington Bay, and I'm like, I've never been there in my life. I don't want to take them somewhere where
we're going to go.
Hi, guys, how are you? Good afternoon. Where do you want to sit?
Sunny side.
It's really swirly at the heads. It's really rough. Is that okay?
I was recording, but I guess I wasn't. So I don't know how much of this is recorded.
The sights and sounds of Sydney Public.
We're on the ferry.
That's right.
The Manly Ferry, and we're getting a bit of spray. I don't know when this stopped recording. Rosie's looking up. quite cold in the other side.
Yes.
So we had a lovely lunch in Manly at Hugo's. I had risotto with asparagus and peas and a side salad of tomato and feta cheese. Now we are at, we're overlooking the Pacific Ocean. This Pacific Ocean. So here's what the and we're standing on something, and there's people on the other side of it and down a bit. I think that's the beach. Yeah. But doesn't it set? But it has to set into the.
It would set into the land. It just looks like it would set.
Yeah, I was having the same problem. I was like, hang on, it's not supposed to set there.
No, the ocean set, but it's not. It's just basically a little inlet.
Yeah, so
that's the land over there.
This isn't a coastline.
No, we're not in Western Australia.
But it's tidal.
Yes.
So isn't there a proper? Well, there should be a proper coastline of the
Pacific. Yeah,
where the beach is.
Yeah, just kind of a little inlet. It would be
east.
Yeah. East, not
west.
And if you're facing out that way, it's south.
But it must be beautiful in Western Australia. I've never been. I want to go there. I know, right? I was thinking.
Do you edit them, or you just...
I don't edit that. No, I just upload it from the phone.
Yeah.
I mean, you could. There's a trim audio feature.
Yeah. That's good. I love it.
So I hope you can hear the waves. Oh, you can even smell the ocean. That's more.
Yeah.
The salt in the water. So first we had a drink at the bar. I had a Malibu and Coke, and Jeff had vodka and orange juice. Katie had some wine. We had our lunch. Part of Sydney I wouldn't mind living in.
It's very expensive.
Yeah, well, I was going to say.
That's why it's very expensive, because everyone wants to
live
there. Yeah, it's very popular.
That's why it's expensive, because I wouldn't mind.
People that live over here think they're a bit better than the rest
of Sydney. Oh, really? Yeah. I would never think that. I would just say,
yeah.
I live on the water.
Yeah, no, they're all. Yeah. Well, you know, they all go to the sky for their holidays,
and I've seen. Oh. But you have to admit, it's nice.
Oh, yeah, it's very nice.
Yes, it's very nice.
Well, Scott Erickson's from over here.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah. Scott, if you're hearing this, hello.
G'day.
G'day.
don't those seagulls sound really different from the ones in the UK?
Yeah.
Different accents, obviously.
Yeah. No, but the ones in the UK are the ones that are those.
No, you hear that, and yeah, that's what they use on all the recordings of Seaside.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's literally what they sound like over there. I mean, Inverness, there's loads of them.
No, it's Inverness are like
if you, pests. If you'd heard Eva Bruce from there, you'd...
No, yeah. I haven't. No.
Oh, you could go back to
yeah, I love the water.
I got I'm so obsessed with your booth that I actually got the audio booth app. Because I was sick of it, like listening to it on Twitter. Like, you know.
You can't seek back. Well, you can.
Yeah, you can't.
The app does make it easy.
You
just click on a person's name. And
yeah, that's right. So I follow both of you, and then I got people following me, and I'm like, yeah, you're going to be disappointed. I never booted
them. I'm probably following you.
You might.
I hope I'm following you. That's why we had when we moved to our apartment, not the one we're living in, the one before that, we had a neighbor from upstairs from Australia, and
she's from Rosebank.
Yeah, and she asked Jeff, where are you from? And he's like, oh, I grew up in Haberfield. She goes, well, I'm from Rosebank. And Jeff goes, oh.
And I was like, what?
And I said, oh, it's very posh.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, just the name Rose Bay sounds like
Rose
you'd have to.
Rose Bay, yes, it's very much.
Still be nice. But yeah.
Haberfield.
Hello to everyone listening from Rose Bay.
That's right, and from Haberfield.
Good old Haberfield. Well, if we're going to try and get this 4:30 ferry, I suppose we've got to get out of here.
So I'm not sure whether the ones coming back go from the quarter hour or the half hour, but anyway.
Whenever it goes.
We'll figure it out. I think it actually might be the quarter hour.
Oh, so we might have just missed one.
Yeah. Because they come in on the hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would make... Well, no, it takes about half an hour.
It takes about half an hour, but then it's 15 minutes from the time it kind of pulls in to people get on, and then we...
So it's probably on the...
Yeah, well, it makes sense because the ones coming over get in on the quarter hour. So.
Yeah, so they leave on the half hour. Okay. They must leave on the half hour. Yeah. Oh, well, we'll get one when we get one.
Right. So, to the people in Rose Bay, hello.
That's right,
Rose Bay. And g'day to everybody else.
Those of you in Aberfield, well, you know.
Yeah, well. Yeah. Take it out of Waddle Street for me.
Yeah, good old Waddle Street.
Oh, Waddle Street.
I couldn't live there anymore. There's no way.
No. And I couldn't live in Burwood either.
I don't think I've ever been to Aberfield.
Oh well.
Is it not missing much?
Well, it's...
I think Benny's possibly got a play date to have a field at some point in the next
year. Oh, okay. Oh, well, there you'll get to visit.
Then you
won't be able to say that, will
you? No, I don't think it's on Waddle Street.
17 minutes and 16 seconds. So we're home after a wonderful day. Sad day's over. And I hope you all enjoyed this recording.
Recording.
And thanks a lot to Katie for being our tour guide today. And thanks also to Ben for being our dog guide.
Pause recording button.